Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Joy of Business Radio. I am Gabrielle Zena, and I am one of your Joy of Business facilitators. And today, I am joined by Brett Rockmore, who is a certified Right Voice for You facilitator, and we are going to be talking about, if failure wasn't an option, what would you choose? Hello, Brett.
Hey, Gabrielle. Hello.
Hi.
I'm so glad we're getting to talk today. It's so cool. I realized that, like, while you were just introducing me, I'm like, wow, Gabrielle and I haven't, like, co-facilitated together or, like, talked about things together with an audience, and this is going to be so fun. I wonder what we're going to talk about.
I know. You really are one of my favorite people to talk to. I so enjoy you. So I'm really excited that we get to do this together.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about Right Voice for You and what that is, and then maybe we can tie it to our topic.
Totally. So I am what is Kate? I'm an Access Consciousness certified facilitator, and there's lots of different specialty classes available with Access, and one of them is Right Voice for You. Which I am a breakthrough facilitator, which means I can facilitate intro classes. And Right Voice has always been one of my favorite Access Consciousness specialties, because I've always been involved in performance and music. I went to college for French horn. I'm doing lots of which is totally not, you know, if you're a speaker person, when you do and likes and all those other things, that is considered a big time failure. You know, you're failing when you do that.
You're a total failure.
So I am a total failure. And hello, I'm Brett Rockmore, and I'm a total failure. I guess that's how we can tie it into our topic today.
Absolutely. First of all, I didn't know that you played French horn. It's really funny. This is an aside, but it's one of my two favorite instruments. So there you go.
Oh, awesome.
Sort of an odd choice, but I love it.
Yeah, I know. It was an odd choice for me, too. When I was in high school, talk about a pragmatic choice. I was in band, and I played trumpet, and I was in the middle of, like, a whole line of trumpet players. There were literally like 12 kids in this trumpet section in the band. And I was like, all right, so I'm pretty sure I'm not going to get to be like the number one trumpet player. I think I'm going to, like, what if I switch my instrument? And so I really wanted to play the tuba. And I went to the teacher and I'm like, I want to play the tuba. And he's like, no, you're playing the French horn. And I was like, but I want to play the tuba. And he's like, nope, you're playing the French horn. And I said, okay, fine. And then a year later, I was in all sorts of ensembles and youth orchestras and traveling the world playing the French horn.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah. And, you know, it's funny looking at the whole failure thing, because so many people would say quitting an instrument when you've been studying it for however long is a failure or a quit, yet you actually created something really brilliant with it, achieving something different.
And the same thing when I chose to quit playing French horn and quit college and quit that, like, going in that trajectory, When I was in college, I totally quit all that stuff, and that's what actually led me to doing what I do today and to Access Consciousness and to the amazing, awesome, crazy life I have now.
Right. You know, it's funny. I think I mentioned this on the last show I did, that same thing for me. I was a psychotherapist, and I've had many careers, believe me. And
you're
I quit
a psychotherapist?
That. Yeah. And that's
oh my gosh.
What, quitting is what led me, after several years, to finding the tools of Access Consciousness, which have completely changed everything. And every day is a new adventure, and I absolutely love it. But it was the same thing. And believe me, I was judged dynamically for quitting. It was not a popular choice for anybody but me.
Wow. That's
yeah.
amazing. I mean, I wonder how many people listening have something like that, where they've either chosen to quit with something that wasn't fun for them, or quit when they just, because there was, you know, they couldn't quite find the joy in what they were working with, and have made themselves totally, totally, totally wrong about it and wrong for it.
Right. And then in some ways, you know, punish themselves for it in some way. You know, there's that doubt that's always there that you don't make great choices, or that you quit, or you can't concede, succeed.
Yeah.
Maybe you did concede. But, you know, it's funny, maybe I'll mention it here. The topic, the title we really wanted to use for this show was Beyond the Fear of Fucking Up. And this, like, ties so well into that, like how much of our lives and how much of our voice do we not use because we don't want to make a mistake or fail in our eyes.
Exactly.
And other people's eyes. Yeah
even doing like a podcast episode, you know, it's like who says, like, who dictates what the right thing is, or like what would be successful, or what would be like the best thing to do. It's like you can drive yourself crazy with the idea of trying to get it right, because who gets to decide what's right and what's wrong? I don't know anybody who gets to decide that.
No, I don't personally know anyone. I know some people think they do, but
Yeah, you know, exactly. Yeah, totally.
They may not be the ultimate authority on this thing. And, you know, funny, that brings up this whole idea I play with a lot is, like, and we talk about this in Access in some ways, is like, what if failure is actually a lie? Because, like you said, you know, what is the right choice? And what if every choice creates an awareness, as we say, and you may make a choice that doesn't have an outcome, maybe that is, you know, delightful or as fun as you might like, but you actually get awareness from it and awareness about future choices.
Yeah, and believe it or not, I heard Gary Douglas, founder of Access, say this a couple of years ago, and it totally floored me, but it totally made sense. He said that awareness is actually the source of joy.
Hmm. Wow.
And
well,
ever
then,
since
fail
that,
away, people.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Because no matter what choice you make, you always get awareness from it, whether it's good or bad or happy or sad. You know, you always get more awareness of what works for you, what doesn't work for you, what works for other people, what doesn't work for other people, and what you can do and be different to create more of what you want to create. But, you know, if you're having that, like, fear of failure and you don't actually choose to take that first step or that next step, you'll never fail, but you'll never truly succeed either.
No, and without this, like, dynamically, you know, kind of a thriving life, we tend to not have the space of happiness and the joy that we could. And I love that whole, you know, awareness is actually the key to joy. So it's like, wow, failure, your path to joy. I like it.
Yeah. Totally. Totally. Because, I mean, how many times have you, like, you know, have you looked at something where it's like you're really crunchy about it, and all of a sudden you have the awareness of what was actually going on, like, and you just go, oh, and then everything that was a crunch in your world just goes away, and because you actually have the awareness that creates the joy in the situation. So it's like, I mean, if you one example is if somebody doesn't like you and they're treating you badly, and you know, let's say you go to someone and you're like, let's say you go to an access facilitator and you go, this person doesn't like me. And they ask you a brilliant question like, well, does this person like themselves? And you look at it and you go, oh, actually, no, this person doesn't like themselves. So how do you expect them to like you if they don't even like themselves? It's like, oh, cool. So you don't have to, then you get the awareness that, oh, this person doesn't like themselves. There's no way I can expect them to like me. And it doesn't matter if they like you or not from that moment on, because you have the awareness that gives you that joy of knowing, and that peace of not having to, I lost my train of thought.
Failure.
Yeah. I know, it's terrible.
Right voice for you, huh? Well,
right
voice,
exactly.
You make a great point, and actually, it's funny because I asked you a question about a situation I was in, I don't know, a few months back, and and it was actually the same type of question I would ask someone else, but oftentimes it's hard to facilitate ourselves. And so,
yeah,
you know, you were
totally
one of the people I'm like, oh, I can ask Fred about this. And you said that to me. It was basically, wow, is this person, like, even showing up in their own life? So I'm like, oh, no, not so much. And it created so much space that, A, I wasn't being judgmental. I was being aware of something.
Yeah.
And that it wasn't anything that I was doing weird or wrong. It was, you know, this person was showing up for me the way they show up or don't show up for themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Exactly. And like, yeah.
Brilliant.
And that's what we tend to do a lot too. I mean, we always tend to judge ourselves that we did something wrong when something doesn't turn out the way we think it should, or somebody doesn't respond to us in the way that we think they should. Going into that place of wrongness is never really creative. It's only really destructive. But at the same time, if you're going to wrongness of you, there's something there that you're not choosing to be aware of. And I know that is the Grammy music starting in the background, which means you've got to go.
So we are going to take a break. Thank you for listening to Joy Business Radio, and we'll be back in a moment.
Yay.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You. You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Joy of Business Radio. I am Gabrielle Venna, and I am talking with Brett Rockmore today. And you were just saying before the break, we were talking about how if something doesn't go well with somebody or something, that we tend to look to ourselves and what we did wrong
mm-hmm.
or might have done different in that situation, when actually frequently there's something else going on. You want to say more about that?
Yeah. Well, what I was about to say was that any time where you go into a wrongness, or that you did something wrong, or that, you know, somebody else did something wrong to you, it's like when you look at it and it feels all crunchy and weird, and you're like all like, oh, I'm so wrong, I'm the worst person in the world, and all this other stuff. It's like if it's not joyful, there's some awareness that you actually have that you haven't yet acknowledged. Because, you know, the moment you actually acknowledge that there's something going on here, and you acknowledge what is going on here, the whole thing will lighten up. You'll have the awareness that you need in order to have joy with the situation, which is why I love the title Joy of Business. It's great. It's like, to me, that means doing business from awareness, from having fun, not worrying about getting it wrong or getting it right.
It does. It was one of the huge draws for me as well. And really, once I stopped making myself wrong for the choices I'd made or not made, you know, things that I'd stopped prematurely by some people's estimation to do
yeah.
something that actually was fun for me and interesting for me and that I was engaged in, it's changed everything. And it isn't, you know, necessarily choose one thing and stick with it. I mean, Joy of Business is about being fluid with your choices.
Yeah.
Like, you're choosing in every moment. And I'm curious, you know, with Right Voice for You, how you would tie that into business, like having your own voice in business rather than maybe the voice we're told we should have.
Yeah, totally. Well, I mean, there is a lot of difference between Joy of Business and Right Voice for You, but at the same time, if you don't have your voice in business, how can you actually do business?
Joyfully.
Yeah. Do business joyfully. Yes, exactly. Yeah. That actually reminds me, this is kind of like a segue, but
please.
Yes, my grandma actually passed away about two hours ago or something like that. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah. And I'm just reminded of when I was growing up, she was always willing to sing and dance no matter what. And with Right Voice for You, like, it didn't, you know, with Right Voice for You, that's one of the things I love about it. I mean, I think my grandma would have loved this class because she would always sing and dance no matter what. No, you know, the other members of the family would be like, "Be quiet, like shut up, stop dancing," and she would just keep going. She's like, "Nope, I'm dancing. I'm gonna have the joy."
Wow, that's so different, and what a gift.
Yeah.
I love that. More of that in the world, please. You know, and actually, now that you bring that up, like, how different is it that you're doing this radio show right now? Because for the most part, this reality would say, oh, no, you should cancel. You need to be crying. You need to be sad, or all these other kind of heavier feelings that typically come along with someone dying or passing. Yet here you are. And it's a very different
exactly
voice.
Yeah, because this is something that Right Voices has contributed me a lot, is actually being willing to have a different point of view than is the norm, and have that trust in myself and what I know, that it's okay to have a different point of view than everybody else. Because for me, I'm very happy that she passed away today. Not in the way like, oh, I'm glad she's gone. Like, no, not in that way. But in the way in which, like, she's been kind of suffering for like 3 years. So for her body to finally, you know, have died is a great gift because she doesn't have to suffer anymore.
Yeah, I tend to view it similarly. It really can be such a release from almost like the jail of a body that isn't working fully anymore. And what a gift to honor and acknowledge that on your part. And here we are talking about our awesome singing and dancing. So how does it get better than that?
I know, right? But that's the other part of it as well, is that, I don't know if it's the other part of it as well, but that's just a filler sentence I just said. I lost my train of thought again.
Oh, I'm like, yeah.
I know, right? It's so, like putting you to the edge of your seat and then leaving you there.
It'll come back when it's time. You know, you actually said something, and now I wish I could completely remember what it was. But more or less, I mean, talking about if you aren't having your own voice in business, you know, how can you actually be in business and, well, do it with a sense of faith and a sense of joy or enthusiasm. And, you know, and being willing to be that different voice and do things differently than most people would tell you you have to do it with business to be successful. And the people that are willing to do something different, or, you know, that people question as sort of crazy and really out of the box, can have such wild success. I mean, you look at people like Elon Musk, or, you know, what he's created, and, you know, it's if he listened to, you've got to fit into this box and you can't say anything too outlandish, you know, he wouldn't be creating what he's creating right now.
Yeah, exactly. We wouldn't be looking at colonizing Mars.
Goes in. And thank you for that. So I was wondering, what would you say to somebody, like, as an access consciousness facilitator, of course, as well, and then maybe bringing in some tools of Right Voice for you, if someone's feeling kind of stifled in their business or a little stuck or like they can't really do or say what they want, are there some questions you would ask them or some tools you might offer them?
Yeah, that's a great question. I know you are, but you're totally putting me on the spot here, Gabrielle. First, let's see.
I'm wondering if I can come up with a real life example for you.
Yeah.
But
oh, that would be great.
At the moment, but I will come up with one. I mean, I can look at my own business. And, you know, it's interesting. Okay, so just looking at my own business, I have certain classes that, you know, I'll facilitate regularly. And then fairly recently, Brett was there as well. We got back from this Access Consciousness 7-day event in Costa Rica. Excuse me, and I'm getting over a cold since I got back, so I'm a little hoarse.
Yeah.
But, and everything changed. And when I got back, I really looked at my business. And I was a little bored with some of it. I'm like, all right, I'm totally different now. I need to change some of this. And so I didn't put anything on the schedule for a while. And I'm wondering, like, if someone, what would you say to me, like, about finding my voice right now with what I would like to create?
Yeah. So let me just see if I got this correct. That you, so you said that you haven't put, you currently don't have classes on the schedule at this point.
I actually have a few Joy of Business classes because they're the ones that were like most fun for me right now.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
To create. And I'm looking like, wow, what else? What do I actually want my business to look like right now? And like, what do I want to say in the world? What is that?
Yeah, well, that's a thing that seems to be actually usually like a tough one for a lot of people. Like, what do I actually have to say? What do I actually want to say? What value do I have to bring? And acknowledging your gifts and knowing that you don't have to put them out there in the world. It's not a necessity to do it. Has been a huge gift for me with my business. For a long while, I didn't facilitate any access classes. Basically,
guess what? It's time for the break again. So I'm going to remember what we were talking about, and we are going to go to a short break, and we'll be right back.
Sweet.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up. Go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check out your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
And welcome back to Joy of Business Radio. I'm Gabrielle Venna, joined by Brett Rockmore. And we were just talking about when you kind of want to change gears with your career, with your business, and really looking at what you want to put out there. And Brett, you were saying that, you know, for a while you didn't facilitate any access consciousness classes, and that's when the break came up.
I wasn't for years after I got my license, I wasn't really facilitating many classes at all. But I still, in my world, I still, like, I was functioning as if I had to do it. Like, if I was going to be like a conscious person or a conscientious person or whatever any of that is, that I would have to facilitate these classes. And when I finally gave myself the permission to never facilitate another access consciousness class again, and I didn't for a while, but it was actually a choice not to, rather than going back and forth between I have to do these classes, but I don't want to do these classes, but I want to do these classes, but I don't want to do these classes. I'm actually really excited to facilitate more classes now.
I love that. And, you know, that's, you bring up such a great point. When you make something a necessity, and Gary Douglas mm-hmm. talks about this, he's actually talked about this recently, I think during the business time calls he had, but when you make something a necessity and it's something you have to do, you almost set yourself up to have to resist it in some way.
Mm-hmm. Or totally. That was totally it.
Yeah. And when you can give yourself permission to not do it, like you said, then you have a choice available and you can choose it or not choose it, but you're not wrong either way.
Exactly. And that's one of the big things too for me has been to know that no matter what I do, like if, and for all of you out there, it's like no matter what you do, it, the energy of you, whatever that is, the, you know, the gift that you are will shine through no matter if you're shining shoes or like giving people free hugs on the side of the road or yeah. like being a multi-million-dollar CEO, that you can't really get away from you.
No, you can't. And you're correct. Like, haven't you ever, you know, gone into a shop to buy something and there's, you know, whoever's selling it to you or ringing you up has just something about them. They're fully present and they're vibrant and they may say one little thing or have one smile that kind of makes your day. And that's mm-hmm. them fully showing up in what they're doing. And it really, like you said, doesn't necessarily matter, you know, quote unquote, how big or small it is. It's the really showing up as yourself in it.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people think that they have to be a celebrity or they have to be like the big person in the spotlight with all the money and all the cars and all the stuff. But I mean, if you look at a lot of those people that are in the spotlight, how many of them actually have a sense of what of themselves, have a sense of what they would like to contribute to the world, and are actually creating a difference? I mean, I've been watching the Kardashians, the Kardashian
Uh-oh.
Show a bit. I've been getting my bars run at the same time, which has been a huge gift.
Oh, that could actually, yeah, sometimes
we talk about the BARS, which is one of the hands-on tools of access consciousness. And
yes.
If you get your BARS run, and there's basically 32 points on the head when they're lightly touched, kind of goes in and undoes those places where we're stuck in judgments or mm-hmm. points of view or limitation. And so if you get your BARS run and there's like some TV on that might bring up some judgments for you, it just clears even more.
Totally. Yeah. We watched the Kardashian show. We watched the new documentary on Lady Gaga. And it's amazing to see these people who are like the it people at this moment, you know, in the media, you know, on social media and all this stuff. And to see that most of them actually aren't happy and they're struggling and they have all of this fame and all these followers and all this other stuff, but they don't seem to have that joy in their daily lives.
Yeah. Wow. That joy of living, right? And it's funny, both
yeah.
of us also happen to be certified being you facilitators, which
yeah.
is another access consciousness specialty. So no surprise we're talking about that. And it's,
yeah.
You know, it's so tied to right voice for you and having joy in business is when
yeah.
you can be clear on what it is you would like to have as your life, like all aspects of it, then you can make the
yeah.
choices that will take you closer to that and will expand on what's actually fun or joyful or interesting. You
totally exactly, and the more things that you start with, you know, if you seek it, if you ask for it, if you're actively pulling it into your world, it will come into fruition. You might be the one who has to create it, or you can just pull in things that will contribute to you having whatever it is you desire in your life. But when you start to get those things. Yeah, sorry, what was that?
Oh, no, real quick, finish what you're saying, and then I just have a follow-up question.
Oh, yeah.
You start
when,
to get
yeah.
those things.
Yeah. When you start, when those things start to come to fruition from what you ask for, what you search for, when they show up, you start to get that sense of what works and what doesn't work for you and how you'd like to create your life.
Yeah.
And from there, you get to ask for more and different things to show up.
Yeah. And could you say more about what you mean by pulling in? Because some people may not mean something to everybody.
So, okay, cool. So this is one of the amazing tools of access consciousness, and especially it's used a lot in Right Voice for You. But there are these different, they're called energy pulls. That you can do with people to actually create a greater result in when you're performing, when you are when you're speaking, when you're just talking to somebody, or when you're interviewing for a job. So there's pulling energy. There is pushing energy, and we all know what pushing energy is. When you go to a used car salesman and they just push and push and push and push
oh, yeah.
at you. Yes. And there's pulling energy, and there are people who are have barriers up to you. You know, those people who stand there with their arms crossed and they're like, you got to prove this to me. Where's the proof?
Yeah.
Convince me of this.
I know some of those.
Those are people with barriers. And then there are people who are on neutral, who just kind of float through life. So one of the things we talk about in Right Voice for You is pulling energy from your audience or pulling energy from the people who are interviewing you from the job, for a job or for any kind of thing that you're interviewing for or meeting with someone with. And so what you do is you just ask for the energy to pull. And you just ask to pull massive amounts of energy from through everywhere in the universe through that person and through you. Until your heart, like, you feel an expansion in your heart. And then you send little trickles back to them. And as we're talking about it, we're doing it.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, it's a brilliant, brilliant tool. And I actually do use energy pulls all the time. And it's funny, I gave this tool to my brother-in-law, who is an actor and also does some executive producing and stuff. But back before he started that, and he was acting and going out on auditions a lot, you know, he'd get the audition, and I'd say, look, start pulling energy from the people. You don't have to know who they are, but, you know, from the people who are, you know, the casting directors or whoever, you know, you're doing the audition with, start pulling energy from them and trickling it back, like, days, as soon as you know you're going, and keep it up and keep it up and keep it up. And I'm like, and then the second you walk into the room, just neutralize the energy flow, right? And when he started doing this, I think he booked, like, almost everything. I mean, he's talented, so he booked stuff. But booked, like, his bookings went up using these tools.
Wow.
Right? Yeah.
That's so cool. Like,
it is cool. So if you're, you know, going, you can use it in so many different ways. But in terms of business, you know, if you're going out to interview for jobs, or, you know, you're looking to get a contract with somebody, I mean, use these energy pulls.
Yeah, even with social media, like, you can.
Oh, talk more about that.
Pull energy.
Cool. I never really thought.
Yeah,
about
yeah.
It.
Yeah, ask to, neither have I until just now. Like, you can ask the energy to pull energy through all the people who are looking for your posts and what you're putting out there and your pages and your snaps and your Instagram photos and stories and all that stuff. And you can just ask to pull energy through all of it. You can try it even with just one Facebook post. Ask to pull tons of energy, from all the people who will see it. Through it and see what
that's
shows up.
Cool. Yeah, I'm going to play with it. That's really fun. I never, ever used it with social media.
Me neither.
And just to be clear, too, pulling, it doesn't require physical effort. It's not an efforting. You actually ask it to happen and kind of relax into it.
Yes. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. It is. And it takes some practice to not kind of tense up to, like, try to make it happen with your body. So
yeah, if you want to do some practice, you can go out. Gary suggests, I've done this. It's awesome. Oh, no, our thing.
Oh.
Okay, so
we'll give you the,
yeah.
After the break,
when we come back.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to Joy of Business Radio. I am your host today, Gabrielle Venna, joined by Right Voice for You facilitator Brett Rockmore. And Brett, you were just about to give us a tool to practice energy pools.
Oh, yes, yes. A really great one is to go to a Starbucks or someplace like a Starbucks. I guess there are Starbucks pretty much everywhere now.
On every corner.
Yeah, around the world, too. Which is funny when you're in Italy and you see the Starbucks in Rome.
It is kind
like,
of
why
strange,
would anybody,
right?
Why would anybody drink Starbucks in Rome? You're in Italy, like
say,
the coffee capital of the world.
Yep, exactly. I can probably say I have never had Starbucks in Italy.
I will tell you, I did have Starbucks in Italy because it was the only place that was open at a certain time.
Oh, well, then there's that.
It was like 3 p.m.
Oh, yeah, well.
And at 3 p.m. in Rome, everywhere is pretty much closed.
That's true. That's true. So what do? So you go to a Starbucks, and then what?
Yeah, and then you stand in the corner and just pull tons of energy through everybody there. Ask to pull tons of energy through everyone there and through your body. And then start to wait and see. Just stand there, wait to see for people to start turning around and looking at you. That's how you know you're pulling, when people start turning around and looking at you. And the success in the practice, you know you're quote unquote successful when you've gotten every single person to turn around and look at you by just standing there and pulling energy.
Very cool. Yeah. I like that tool.
The other part that might be a little more difficult is to actually be willing to receive their looks when they look at you.
Yeah. Let's say more about that, because receiving is, you know, a huge piece to being successful with business and, you know, with our lives. If we don't receive, you can't receive money, you can't receive contributions from the universe or from people.
Exactly. If you're standing on a soapbox and saying the most important thing in the world to you, but you're not willing to receive people seeing you or listening to you, then can you actually create people being able and willing to look at you and hear you? I mean, we make it so incredibly difficult, if not impossible, for people to hear us and see us when we are not willing to receive it.
Yeah. You know, it really is amazing and how many small ways we do that and cut off receiving. And so many of us are much more comfortable with giving than receiving.
Yeah.
You know, and I know I was absolutely a receiving failure, you know, for a lot of my life, because it was just, I was taught that it's better to give than receive. And all of that we've learned, so many of us growing up. And, boy, receiving, actually, when you're willing, have you ever given a gift to somebody and they don't really receive it? And, like, you know how that feels. It doesn't actually,
totally.
Like, on the gifting end, it's sort of like, oh, I was so excited about giving this to you, and it kind of falls flat. And, like, what a gift it is when you're actually willing to receive people. Like, what a gift it is to them. Because not that many people truly receive.
Exactly. Even if you don't want what they're giving to you, like if somebody gives you the ugliest thing in the world, you can still receive it totally and say, thank you so much. This is absolutely gorgeous. This is like the best thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And then you can throw it out the next moment just because you didn't like it, but you're still grateful for them actually gifting something to you.
Yeah, right? Grateful for the kindness and the generosity they were showing, and you know, that alone is really one of the true gifts. You know, and
yeah, but then you can still be like, ah, I don't want this.
You know, I still wish I had these tools when I was younger. My grandmother was a phenomenal seamstress. She didn't make things that I would actually ever want to wear. And I can't tell you when we moved out of a house, I was, you know, whatever, I would think I was 18, 17 when we moved from the house I grew up in to another house. And I had all these gifts from her. It was just the hardest thing in the world I ended up donating them somewhere because I had this obligation that I had to keep them. You know, had I just donated them from the get-go, somebody might have really loved them and enjoyed them. So there's that.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, and one of the things that this reminded me of with the whole piece about energy pulls and receiving is people with, like, when we have our own barriers, and if you're really going to have your voice in the world, that probably isn't the best way to go through life. Could you say more about barriers and how people can play with that and lowering them?
When you have a barrier to what you're not willing to receive, a barrier makes it so, not only so that things can't get into you, but that you also can't get out to other people and to other things. So I believe we all have a sense of when somebody has a barrier. Like, for instance, if this was one that I went through a lot when I was, before I found Access, where I would just tell a woman, like, how beautiful I thought she was. Like, not in the Kevin Spacey way or, you know, all those Hollywood people that have been coming up with. But I would just go, oh my gosh, you look so gorgeous today. Or like, that's such a great dress. And they would always, like, well, not always, but most of the time, it was always met with an, aw, you're so cute. Or yeah, exactly. You notice the energy in that?
Yeah, no, not, no.
Yeah, exactly. Or, aw, you're so nice. And the original definition of nice is stupid.
Isn't that brilliant? Yes. Right? People would tell me, oh, you're so nice. And I get so mad every time someone said that to me. I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm not nice. Why does everyone say that? And I didn't actually know what the original definition of it was. I just knew it pissed me off. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It actually means stupid. So, yeah.
Oh, that's really
funny.
So
someone calls you nice and it has that weird energy to it and you get kind of pissed off, the person might actually be calling you stupid.
Good information to have.
Yeah.
So, like, how would you suggest to somebody that, I mean, I know it can be super simple, like, to practice not having barriers?
Yeah. Do you have a thing for that? Because I could, but I kind of am very curious about what you would have to, how you would.
What?
Do it.
Well,
that.
Honestly, I play with it all the time. I mean, this is something I use all day, every day. And it's honestly just expanding out. Like, you know, we've got our body and we've got our being, and our being is infinite. So expanding out, like, you know, at least, you know, 50,000 miles in all directions. And that means up into the sky, down into the ground, and then just asking my barriers to lower. Yeah, it's just like pushing them down. And it, you know, there are times where maybe it's required, you know, every 20 seconds, and other times it's a few times throughout the day. But it's such a, and it happens to me a lot less than it used to, but it's just such an autopilot for so many of us.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I mean, we, you know, a lot of us, we, you know, we created these different barriers that over time, you know, for whatever reason we created them. But it, you know, it's kind of like when you're a kid and, you know, you can like cry or whine to your parents and then they'll get you what you want. But then,
yep.
Like, you know, you grow up and you get older and you're like 50 and you're crying and whining to your parents. And it doesn't work as well as it did when you were 5.
Yeah, I actually did that with my dad last week, and he just looked at me and he's like, "How old are you again?" I was like, "Oh my God, I can't believe I just did that." It was awesome.
Oh, that's great.
It was really
that's funny. I didn't know I was giving a live example.
You did. A little embarrassing. I'm a failure as an adult.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
But you know,
yeah.
And actually, we're about to run out of time, and so I just want to make sure that people know how to find you and if there's anything you have coming up. So where can people find Brett Rockmore?
You can find me at the newly created brettrockmore.com, B-R-E-T, and then rock, like a thing you find in a stream, and then more, like what? Gosh.
Like more, please.
I almost made a bad joke. Because I'm like, it's not spelled like more like the Muslims from Spain. But all right, on that note.
So, brettrockmore.com.